Hello, everyone. Sorry, I'm just getting over a cold. My name is Bill Bliss. This is Mansoor Malik.
Hi, everyone.
We're from the Microsoft Teams team, and we're here to tell you today about how you can use the tools you use every day to streamline the software development lifecycle. So let's start. So, Mansoor, what we have here is the development. We have created a team that is used by the people who are involved spending their day every day writing software across all the various different roles: product management, product marketing, development, QA, and build and deployment. And we've created channels for each of those activities that people collaborate on. So we've got the product roadmap, we've got the product backlog, we've got the code, the place where people actually write code and collaborate on code. And we even have a channel for build status. So what's interesting is that the channel creates a shared context for the people who are collaborating on that activity. Now, the channels create a shared context, and it has a threaded conversation, of course. That's what you're seeing here. But there's more than that. With the Microsoft Teams application platform that we announced here at Build this week, we're extending the concept to be even more. With Microsoft Teams, a service can be integrated into Teams transparently so that it looks like the service is a native feature of Microsoft Teams. So rather than having to switch off to another place, log in, navigate, do some stuff, and then come back, you can do a lot of things right within Teams without ever having to leave. And we're going to show you some examples of that. So Mansoor, why don't you show off how we can use Teams to manage the product backlog?
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill. So I'm a PM, so I spend most of my time in the backlog channel and the product roadmap channel. So you'll see that within the product roadmap channel, not only we have the conversation about the product roadmap as well as the files that are related, but we've also pinned the Kanban board from BSTS right into the Teams right here. So we've got our epics board, our features board, or the stories board as well. So people can actually, as they go in and out, they can actually look at all these items right there within Microsoft Teams, and they can actually even open these items and bring up all the context and actually change and edit these items right within Microsoft Teams. It is as if they're actually changing the stuff in VSTS, because it is VSTS integrated right into Microsoft Teams. So now let's say if I wanted to really have a conversation about a particular item. Typically, I would actually go to open up a new browser window, go to VSTS, log in, get to the project that I want, search a particular item, and then right-click on it to get the URL, come back and paste the URL into the conversation and start a conversation. Now, obviously, that's taken me like 4 or 5 steps to get the URL, come back to it, switch context, and actually start the conversation. Not only it's taken time for me, but also if I'm talking to somebody else, they're going to have to go through the same process, and they actually see the URL. Now, with the new feature that we've just launched in the developer preview called Compose Extension yesterday and soon to be available for users, it's actually a thing of a past. So you can actually do it right within the conversation streams, and here's how. So I'm going to start a conversation here. I'm going to say, hey, Larry, can we move this item in Q3 instead as users are asking for it? And now, here, I'm going to click on my Compose Extension box, click on the VSTS Compose Extension, search for the item I want. It's right there. And I'm going to bring it in and just hit Enter to start a conversation with Larry right on that. Now, you'll notice that not only I was able to bring it in all the context, but also the related information, such as tags or project, and everything is readily available right there. So for Larry, he can actually just go right here. And here you go. He just basically just replied back, said no, it's a Q4 thing, because he has all the context. So readily available for everyone to just have a conversation and really get things moving. So now let's go talk about the backlog. In the backlog channel, it so happened that, let's say, if we just acquired a team and they're back in Sweden, and they're not hooked up with VSTS just yet, and they happen to manage all the backlog in a very famous service you all know called Trello. So we brought in Trello as well in Microsoft Teams. So here is a Trello tab, and you can see it looks exactly the same as if it was on Trello.com. People can see the items that are there. All the lists are there. People can move things around exactly the way they would do it in Trello. And also click on those items to actually view more details right within Teams. Now here's, I see some activities. Seems like Bill has said that Spanish is already done for this localization item, and it should be split. So I kind of agree with that. So I'm going to split this item. Basically edit this, get rid of the Spanish, because it's already done. And basically just create a new one. Come here and add an item. Now, back in the conversation stream, you'll notice that we have actually configured a Trello connector as well, so that everybody in the team is also aware of what's happening with the board. So now you see the Trello item that I just created. It's actually right there. And it shows up that it's actually in progress. But wait a minute. Bill had suggested it's already done, so it should have been moved into QA phase. So I forgot about that. So instead of going back to the tab, all I'm going to do is with this actionable message that we launched, I'm going to click here, move this item into QA right from the conversation as well. And then if you go back to the Trello board, this item has actually moved back to the QA phase. And here you have it. Boom. Right there within Microsoft Teams, you can do everything, and you don't have to do any context switching. So that was the backlog and the product roadmap. Now let's talk about how you guys can use Microsoft Teams to actually develop and deploy code. Bill?
Thanks, Mansoor. Okay, so we've created a channel here for the people who are writing code as part of the demos here at Build. So this is the Build Sample App channel. And I created this channel for one of the projects that I've been working on that I actually did on Tuesday. And as you can see, I started it by wiring up the GitHub connector at the very beginning. Now, what's interesting is when I was in the session on Tuesday, I actually did a change while everybody was watching, deployed it to Azure, and as part of that commit, it actually showed up right here. So I was like, wow, there it goes. That's when I deployed to Azure. But what's interesting is this feature that I was working on, the thing that I demoed on Tuesday, was actually a enhancement of the skeleton application that was generated by the Microsoft Teams application generator. I created a nifty little weather tab. And I figured, well, why not actually show the weather tab right here so I can actually see what it looks like. So I click on the weather tab. And there it is. So not only can you talk about the code, you can actually see it running in some cases, especially if you're working on tabs. But let's go back to this. So one of the things I did when I was doing when I was making this project is I said, I made a change to the CSS file, and I really should backport that CSS file change back to the application generator. So I made an issue in GitHub to remind me to do that. And I actually did it, but I forgot to mark it complete. Well, rather than go back into GitHub, again, using the actionable messages feature that we announced this week here at Build, I can actually close it right here. And then I can actually go into GitHub and see that it's been closed. Again, all without leaving Teams. Now, let's go over to the build and deployment channel. This is the channel that's used for people to be able to check out the status for the various builds. Now here, we're showing off Octopus Deploy, which is a leading deployment solution for .NET developers. And I've created two tabs. One of them is the OctoFX rate service. And here it is. This is actually live from the OctoFX service. And if we're lucky, we may even see a build kickoff here, and you'll see it spinning, because this is actually live. This is actually a live view of what's going on in Octopus Deploy. Let's go over to the OctoFX trading website. Now, when I looked at this, I created a conversation about it because I found something kind of funny. It's probably too small for you all to see, but there was a deployment to development on May 12th, that's today. Oh, test, acceptance. But the last deployment to production was in June, almost of 2016, almost a year ago. That's kind of goofy. So I actually created a conversation about it. I can actually have a conversation about the tab, what's going on in the tab. I even created a meme about it. My stapler is newer than production. So here we are. We can actually see that everything that's going on right now in my development lifecycle, I can actually see right within Teams. There's one more thing before we close that I wanted to mention that's kind of interesting about tabs and Teams. So I want to show you the configuration experience for this tab. So this code right here, this dialog box with these settings, is actually running on a website in Azure. It's a very small website. Tabs are pretty simple. But this code that's running right here inside the tab is running behind the firewall, right? So what that means is Teams is out on the internet, of course, because it's a service, but it can actually reach and show content behind the firewall. And that's kind of cool because all it means is that the client has to be able to reach what's in the tab, but Teams doesn't have to, which actually opens up a whole set of interesting scenarios for things that are on-premise or line of business applications. So again, what we've shown you here is that Teams is a great way for you to streamline the software development lifecycle using the tools you use every day and without context switching out and coming back, leaving you more time to actually get real work done and hopefully to have a little bit of fun along the way. Thanks.
Thank you. So we left a little bit of time for you guys to ask any questions. We also have a booth right here for Microsoft Teams. If you want to go ask questions or play around with the product yourself, feel free to. So if you have any questions, please ask.